Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast with me, Anthony Adsed, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Arena Kayser, who is senior manager for business development for enterprise hard disk drives with Toshiba. Hi, Arena. How are you today?
Hello, Anthony. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I'm glad you are too. So, the first question I've got for you today is, how long should we expect spinning disk hard drives to be around in the enterprise and why? Over to you.
Well, that's a really good question. And there's a clear answer: for many more years. So at least 5, if not 10, or even more years. And there's a quite simple reason. The data that we have to store in enterprise and cloud is exploding. It's growing exponentially, and it has to be stored in a competitive way. People do not want to pay all their money for it. And spinning disks are and will be still the most economic way to store all these zettabytes of data. If we compare it to the SSDs, the bit cost, the capacity cost of hard disk drives is currently around 1/7. It used to be 1/10. Now it's 1/7. But if you look at the cost curve, price per capacity of hard disk drive and SSDs, they are dropping as parallel lines. And we know that parallel lines never meet. So hard disk drives are and will always be much cheaper in terms of cost per capacity than SSDs. And that's the simple reason why, kind of, as long as this relation stays as it is, we will need hard disk drive to save our data.
Thanks, Rainer. The next question is, what workloads will be most appropriate for hard disk drives in the coming 5 to 10 years? And that's assuming flash will increase its share at the higher levels of performance, though you may disagree with that. Over to you again.
Very clear. If it is about performance, if it is about throughput and agility, IOPS and all the things, flash will lead. However, there are kind of all these petabytes and zettabytes of bulk data. And it's not just what we know today. There will be more data coming out of this kind of IoT, Internet of Things, Industry 4.0. So much more data will be created. And this data need to be saved, stored, and then also need to be analyzed. That's why we are storing this data. And if you look at the storage landscape, for that application, let's say storing a lot of data, analyzing a lot of data, then on one hand, we can say that flash will be much more expensive. On the other hand, there's also tape. Tape is way cheaper than flash, and tape is way cheaper than hard disk drives. But tape is not an online medium. So for online storage playouts and especially online analytics, tape cannot be used. So in this middle field of active online data of massive amount, that will be the playground for the hard disk drives.
Thanks, Rainer. A question that arises from the discussion is, how can hard disk drives compete in terms of storage against their solid state rivals? How do you think? Over to you.
If we talk about performance, then we have to see that, of course, the hard disk drive is way slower than any SSD. So a single NVMe component is X5 to X20, depending how you compared to the hard disk drives. However, the hard disk drive's domain is the large online storages. And saying that it's a large online storages, then we don't compare the single components anymore. Large online storage means a lot of hard disk drives. A lot of small hard disk drives can join their rather slow performance to one big agile storage. And the industry has implemented many ways of how hard disk drives are a little bit more agile. And this little bit of more, as we are using many of them, lead to the large online storages. And you know, all this online videos, all this online data It's instantly there, but it's coming from the hard disk drives, not from the NVMe. And this is because of the hard disk drives with the kind of the joint forces of many can actually deliver the performance that's required.
Okay, thank you very much, Rainer. That's all the questions I have for you today. And thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's the end of the podcast. For more podcasts on data storage, check out computerweekly.com/storage.